Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Audioboo number 99.4, June 30th, 2011, the end of quarter, the end of month. The stock market put on an impressive rally. As a matter of fact, MarketWatch.com, U.S. stocks rally is second quarter wraps. Give the market a much better than expected data point, and it's a one-way ticket up, said Elliot Spar, market strategist at Stifel, Nicholas and Company. This article also says, as the coming quarter progresses, market risk should recede, letting investors consider a shift back toward risk assets. Okay. Well, basically, it's quite a day, right? Quite a week so far. And, wow, amazing. So, I'm going to the black box right here live on the audio boo, and I'm looking at the buy signal that happened on, what day was that? June 20th. Pretty cool. I was already in, though. But anyways, the reason I pulled it up is the you can almost see a double bottom. That June 20th, actually a couple days before, June 16th, right? June 16th's got the long tail there, really close to the 200-day moving average. And from then on, from actually even the day before on the on the 16th. From the 16th on through right about the 27th, it was right just floating above the 200-day moving average. We had a little bit of a move up, and then that was sold off. But kind of nice to see the 200-day average hold for now. And if you go back to March 16th, that was the Japan nuclear reactor tsunami, blah, 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 low. The low there was 125.63. And if we look at the bottom tail on the 16th, it was 125.69, and the low for the March was 124.73. So about a 50 cents difference. But looks like that's a double bottom. Doesn't mean we won't have a third triple bottom. But anyways, my first thought is that the market was going to rally from the 200-day. Well, actually, that 200-day would be support, and once there, it would rally back up to the 50-day moving average, and the 50-day moving average has turned up. It's now at, looks like it's 131.90. Is that right? I think so. Let's see. Yeah, 131.90. And so, hey, we are a few pennies above that. So this is where it'll be interesting to see if you might get a little head fake above it, and would we go back down and retest the previous lows? I would think so at some point. I don't know where this rally is going to end or where it's going to be contained, but this is my first guess right here. So I haven't taken any profits yet in my spider trade, which is still on. So yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's kind of you don't want to sell a rally short, right? But, hey, it is nice to see the market put on a rally. And but, you know, with the article I said earlier, you did notice that the bullish tone starting to creep back in, kind of went away when the market was down near that 200-day moving average, and folks were basically expecting it to go through the 200-day moving average and that we would see, that's it. That's the lights out sort of signal. I mean, that's what folks were talking about. And hold on, phone. Hey, I'm back. That was the cell phone ringing. But anyways, as I was saying, the 200-day moving average, everybody thought it was going to go below that, and now that it's back up to the 50-day moving average, which should be some sort of resistance, we'll see, but folks are expecting the market to, to keep going higher. And I still think we're in a summer trading range and that the market's going to do what the market's going to do, but I think it's, at some point there's going to be some more grease news or something. I don't know. It is the end of the month. Could be some window dressing, quarter window dressing, end of month strength with 401k additions, that sort of thing. So, it's ahead of the weekend. I think the 4th of July holiday is a bullish pattern too. So, that's the way it goes. If you go back and take a look at the quarter end for the past, many, many quarters, you tend to see a little bit of a move up as it seems like folks pile into the winners to make their portfolios look good. Anyways, hey, that's it. Just a quick check-in. It's a great day in the market. Great week so far. I hope you're having a great one. And today's music from PodSafe Music at MusicAlley.com is Young Mecca with I Feel Like Money. See ya.
I'm stepping out, feeling fresh. Tonight no worries, tonight no stress. The world is mine, so place your bets that by the end of the night I'ma be a mess.